Welcome to Morning Prayer on Monday, the 30th of March. I'm pleased to report that Rebecca is feeling better today, and we don't have any further news on David, but we will continue to pray for both of them and others as we go through our service, as we light the candle. Let's just take a moment to take a deep breath, center down, and prepare to spend time with God. I very much get the impression that as saints, we're not supposed to be excluded from going through troubles, but as we go through them, we make those situations better for those around us. Goodness and mercy pursue us. Or as we go through the valley of difficulty, we make it a place of springs, the valley of Baca. Makes a place of springs. So let's pray very briefly just for David and Rebecca and the family this morning. Lord, we bring to you our vicar David and Rebecca down with suspected coronavirus. Lord, we pray that they will have a mild bout with this illness, and we pray that they will be restored to health very quickly. Pray you'll protect Johnny, that if he does catch it, he again will have a mild version of it and be kept safe in your loving arms. And we pray for their family and their friends are concerned about them at this time. We just hold them in our prayers, Lord, and we ask that you would heal them speedily. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
We move to our service. O Lord, open our lips, and our mouth shall proclaim your praise. Let your ways be known upon earth, your saving power among the nations. Blessed are you, Lord God of our salvation. To you be praise and glory forever. As a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, your only Son was lifted up that he might draw the whole world to himself. May we walk this day in the way of the cross and always be ready to share its weight, declaring your love for all the world. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Blessed be God forever.
Is it nothing to you, all you who pass by? Look and see if there is any sorrow like my sorrow, which was brought upon me, which the Lord inflicted on the day of his fierce anger. For these things I weep, my eyes flow with tears, for a comforter is far from me, one to revive my courage. Remember my affliction and my bitterness, the wormwood and the gall. But this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases, his mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore I will hope in him. The Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the soul that seeks him. It is good that we should wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. For the Lord will not reject forever. Though he causes grief, he will have compassion. According to the abundance of his steadfast love, for he does not willingly afflict or grieve anyone. Glory to the Father, and to the Son,
and
to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. The night has passed, and the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As we rejoice in the gift of this new day, so may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
A psalm for today is Psalm 73. Truly God is loving to Israel, to those who are pure in heart. Nevertheless, my feet were almost gone, my steps had well nigh slipped, for I was envious of the proud. I saw the wicked in such prosperity, for they suffer no pains, and their bodies are sleek and sound. They come to no misfortune like other folk, nor are they plagued as others are. Therefore pride is their necklace, and violence wraps them like a cloak. Their iniquity comes from within, the conceits of their hearts overflow. In the Lord God have I made my refuge. They scoff and speak only of evil, they talk of oppression from on high, they set their mouth against the heavens and their tongue ranges round the earth, and so the people turn to them and find in them no fault. They say, how should God know? Is their knowledge in the Most High? Behold, these are the wicked, ever at ease they increase their wealth. Is it in vain that I cleansed my heart and washed my hands in innocence? All day long have I been stricken and chastised every morning. If I had said, I will speak as they do, I should have betrayed the generation of your children. In the Lord God have I made my refuge. Then I thought to understand this, but it was too hard for me until I entered the sanctuary of God and understood the end of the wicked. How you set them in slippery places, you cast them down to destruction. How suddenly do they come to destruction, perish, and come to a fearful end? As with a dream when one awakes, so, Lord, when you arise, you will despise their image. When my heart became embittered and I was pierced to the quick, I was but foolish and ignorant. I was like a brute beast in your presence. In the Lord God have I made my refuge. Yet I am always with you. You hold me by my right hand. You will guide me with your counsel and afterwards receive me with glory. Whom have I in heaven but you? And there is nothing upon earth that I desire in comparison with you. Though my flesh and my heart fail me, God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Truly those who forsake you will perish. You will put to silence the faithless who betray you. But it is good for us to draw near to God. In the Lord God have we made our refuge, that we may tell of all your works. Holy God, may we find wisdom in your presence and set our hope not on uncertain riches, but on the love that holds us to the end in Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Psalm 121. I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where is my help to come? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not suffer your foot to stumble. He who watches over you will not sleep. Behold, he who keeps watch over Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord shall keep you from all evil. The Lord himself watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand, so that the sun shall not strike you by day, neither the moon by night. Then the Lord shall keep you from all evil. It is he who shall keep your soul. The Lord shall keep watch over your going out and your coming in, from this time forth forevermore. The Lord shall keep you from all evil. Lord, ever watchful and faithful, we look to you to be our defence, and we lift our hearts to know your help through Jesus Christ our Lord. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. First reading is from Fizz.
This is from Exodus chapter 8, the first 19 verses. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Go to Pharaoh and say to him, 'Thus says the Lord, let my people go so that they may worship me. If you refuse to let them go, I will plague your whole country with frogs. The river shall swarm with frogs. They shall come up into your palace, into your bedchamber and your bed, and into the houses of your officials and of your people, and into your ovens and your kneading bowls. The frogs shall come upon you and your people and on all your officials.' And the Lord said to Moses, 'Say to Aaron, stretch out your hand with your staff over the rivers, the canals and the pools, and make frogs come up on the land of Egypt.' So Aaron stretched out his hand over the waters of Egypt, and the frogs came up and covered the land of Egypt. But the magicians did the same by their secret arts and brought frogs upon the land of Egypt. Then Pharaoh called Moses and Aaron and said, 'Pray to the Lord to take away the frogs from me and my people, and I will let the people go to sacrifice to the Lord.' Moses said to Pharaoh, 'Kindly tell me when I am to pray for you and for your officials and for your people, that the frogs may be removed from you and your houses and be left only in the Nile.' And he said, 'Tomorrow.' Moses said, 'As you say, so that you may know that there is no one like the Lord our God, the frogs shall leave you and your houses and your officials and your people, and they shall be left only in the Nile.' Then Moses and Aaron went out from Pharaoh, and Moses cried out to the Lord concerning the frogs that he brought upon Pharaoh. And the Lord did as Moses requested. The frogs died in the houses, the courtyards and the fields, and they gathered them together in heaps, and the land stank. But when Pharaoh saw that there was a respite, he hardened his heart and would not listen to them, just as the Lord had said. Then the Lord said to Moses, 'Say to Aaron, stretch out your staff and strike the dust of the earth so that it may become gnats throughout the whole land of Egypt.' And they did so. Aaron stretched out his hand with his staff and struck the dust of the earth, and the gnats came on humans and animals alike. All the dust of the earth turned into gnats through the whole land of Egypt. The magicians tried to produce gnats by their secret arts, but they could not. There were gnats on both humans and animals, and the magician said to Pharaoh, "This is the finger of God." But Pharaoh's heart was hardened, and he would not listen to them, just as the Lord had said.
Thank you. We're going to do the prayer of Habakkuk, which is an alternative option for this point in our service, and seems quite appropriate, some of it, for panic buying. You came forth to save your people, to save your anointed, O God. O Lord, I have heard of your renown, and I stand in awe, O Lord, of your work. In the midst of the years, renew it. In the midst of the years, make it known. In wrath, remember mercy. God came from Teman, and the Holy One from Mount Paran. His glory covered the heavens, and the earth was full of his praise. His brightness was like the sun, rays flashed from his hand. There he veiled his power. You came forth to save your people, to save your anointed. You trampled the sea with your horses, churning the mighty waters. I hear, and my belly trembles, my lips quiver at the sound. Rottenness enters into my bones, and my steps totter beneath me. I will quietly wait for the day of trouble to come upon the people that invade us. Though the fig tree does not blossom, nor fruit appear on the vines, the produce of the oil fail, and the fields yield no food, though the flock be cut off from the fold, and there be no herd in the stalls, yet will I rejoice in the Lord. I will exult in the God of my salvation. God the Lord is my strength. He makes my feet like hinds' feet, and makes me tread upon the high places. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. You came forth to save your people, to save your anointed, O God. Our second reading is from Hebrews. No, Stephen.
So this is Hebrews chapter 11. By faith, Abraham, when put to the test, offered up Isaac. He who had received the promises was ready to offer up his only son, of whom he had been told, "It is through Isaac that descendants shall be named after you." He considered the fact that God is able even to raise someone from the dead, and figuratively speaking, he did not receive him back. By faith, Isaac invoked blessings for the future on Jacob and Esau. By faith, Jacob, when dying, blessed each of the sons of Joseph, bowing in worship over the top of his staff. By faith, Joseph, at the end of his life, made mention of the exodus of the Israelites and gave instructions about his burial. By faith, Moses was hidden by his parents for 3 months after his birth, because they saw that the child was beautiful, and they were not afraid of the king's edict. By faith, Moses, when he was grown up, refused to be called a son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to share ill treatment with the people of God than to enjoy the fleeting pleasures of sin. He considered abuse suffered for Christ to be greater wealth than the treasures of Egypt, for he was looking ahead to the reward. By faith, he left Egypt, unafraid of the king's anger, for he persevered as though he saw him who is invisible. By faith, he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, so that the destroyer of the firstborn would not touch the firstborn of Israel. By faith, the people passed through the Red Sea as if it were dry land, but when the Egyptians attempted to do so, they were drowned. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell after they had been encircled for 7 days. By faith, Rahab the prostitute did not perish with those who were disobedient, because she had received the spies in peace.
We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you. By your holy cross, you have redeemed the world. God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you. We preach Christ crucified, the power of God and the wisdom of God. By your holy cross, you have redeemed the world. God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you. By your holy cross, you have redeemed the world. I'm going to use the shorter Saviour of the World at this point. Jesus, Saviour of the world, come to us in your mercy. We look to you to save and help us. By your cross and your life laid down, you set your people free. We look to you to save and help us. When they were ready to perish, you saved your disciples. We look to you to come to our help. In the greatness of your mercy, loose us from our chains. Forgive the sins of all your people. Make yourself known as our Saviour and mighty Deliverer. Save and help us that we may praise you. Come now and dwell with us, Lord Christ Jesus. Hear our prayer and be with us always. And when you come in your glory, make us to be one with you and to share the life of your kingdom. We move into a time of prayer for the day and its tasks, for the world and its needs, for the church and her life. Let's pray together. Lord, we seek to make our home in you, for in you is our hope, in you is our peace. May we abide in you as you are in us. Grant, O Lord, in turning to you, we may find new vision, new strength, and new love. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Amen. O gracious Lord, may your church be a home for the weary, a shelter for the fearful, a strength to the weak, a place of healing and forgiveness to the troubled and the guilty. We pray for all who are spiritually hungry, for all who have lost faith or who have lost hope. Lord, let your light shine in our hearts and in your world. Lord of life, we pray for the starving peoples, for all without adequate food or shelter, and all who do not have a home to call their own. Lord, we're concerned about the plight of the homeless in our country at this time. We pray, Lord, that you will raise up people who are willing to feed them and to provide them with food and shelter. And Lord, we pray for those who seek to help them at this time. We're conscious that food banks have shuttered and they're not getting so much support at this moment. Lord, we pray for these most vulnerable on our streets, Lord. Pray that you will raise up people to help them. And Lord, we turn our attention to the locust swarms in East Africa. Lord, we pray for the communities there where the harvests are going to fail this year, for those who are eating food that they know will be the last, and that they won't get a harvest. Lord, we pray for the charities that are beginning to take an interest in that problem. And we ask that you would set up projects, you help those people to receive food through other channels, that you'll enable the world so absorbed in coronavirus to pay attention to the locust swarms in the East Africa. Lord, we pray for street children and all who have no one to care for them. Lord, bless the work of all relief agencies, especially Concern and Tear Fund and World Vision, who are working in these areas I've mentioned. Lord, let your light shine in our hearts and in our world. We come to you, Lord of love. We give you thanks for our homes and our loved ones. At this time when distance is a problem, may we not take their love for granted. May we not be a burden to those with whom we live, and may we not be a burden to those with whom we don't live either. Lord, we pray that you'll help us, help people who've got time on their hands to reach out for those phone calls to the people on the edges of their social circle to keep those relationships alive, and help us all to help each other to be open, to be honest about what we need, what we're looking for, and to enjoy time together when we can make that time. Lord, in loving each other, may we learn of your love for us. Let your light shine in our hearts and in your world. Loving Lord, we pray for families where there may be misunderstanding, neglect, violence, or apathy, and where living together may actually be making those problems worse. Lord, we pray for homes that where poverty and fear. We remember all who have lost loved ones this week, and we remember all who are caring for loved ones and caring for loved ones who are ill or anxious or self-isolating. Lord, we pray for those parted from their loved ones due to this sickness, and indeed due to any sickness, but Lord, we lift up those whose loved ones have gone into hospital and they can't go with them. Lord, let your light shine in our hearts and in your world. Lord, in love you welcome us home. You come to meet us and lead us to your kingdom. We pray for all who have the joy of your nearer presence, for our loved ones departed. Lord, let your light shine in our hearts and in your world. And in a moment of silence, we just name anyone known to us and that we wish to mention before you, Lord. Lord, we pray that your peace will always be with these that we've mentioned, and we ask that you will draw them to yourself and to that light of the fuller day which is dawning. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
A collect of the day. Most merciful God, who by the death and resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, delivered and saved the world, grant that by faith in him who suffered on the cross, we may triumph in the power of his victory. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
Let's pray together a traditional form of the Lord's Prayer. Standing at the foot of the cross, let us pray with confidence, as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. May Christ, who bore our sins on the cross, set us free to serve him with joy.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you for joining me. If you'd like to know more about how to join us in the future, do have a look under the recordings tab on our church website, or drop me a line at comms@gmail.com. Hope you have a great day.